Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, January 2nd, 1963, the western and southwestern coasts of Barbados were assaulted by storm-like swells on the sea, destroying at least a dozen vessels. The day had commenced with little warning of impending danger, but between 12:30 and 2 p.m., conditions rapidly deteriorated as the swells reached their peak. The aggressive weather thus took many by surprise, so confirmed by Barbados's fishery officer, Mr. Dudley Wells, who expressed his bewilderment at the event. He admitted, "I do not know what type of weather this is. All I can say is that it came suddenly," adding that he had not received any reports from the meteorological services. The economy felt the brunt of the swell's impact. In the words of then-acting Premier and Minister of Trade and Industry, Mr. Winter Crawford, the damage done was a serious blow, a blow from which it will take us some time to recover. After a 75-foot breakwater was toppled by the troubled waters, the $30 million Bridgestone Harbor was extensively damaged. Crawford's stance was thus quite understandable, as the harbor's ability to carry out its most essential service was likely impeded, that being the shipment of more than 150,000 pounds of the 1963 sugar crop. The devastation prompted many fishermen to call for better measures to be put in place for the protection of the boats. Noticing the sea getting out of hand, captains from Spikestone to Bay Street headed for the inner basin of the Carenage, an action which saved more than 100 vessels. In the aftermath, the fishermen emphasized to the advocate that if there was ever a sign that Barbados needed a marina, this was it. The greatest tragedy, however, was the loss of the lives of two individuals, Fitzgerald Redmond, a 66-year-old carpenter of Paris Gap, St. Michael, and 47-year-old Egbert Seeley, a fisherman of Morris Gap, St. Michael. The two gentlemen were heading to shore in a dinghy with Stanley Harris when a 23-foot swell knocked them over, tossing the former two into the depths of vicious waters where they sadly drowned. Harris's life was thankfully spared due to the brave action of two teenage boys, Michael Morris, 17, swimming champion of Combermere School, and Michael Goddard, 16, a pupil of the Barbados Academy. The two Michaels had noticed the three men in distress, but were unable to spot Redmond and Seeley once in the water. Nonetheless, their efforts were remarkable and not entirely futile, as they managed to save Mr. Harris, who was treated at the General Hospital. The alarming weather shook many throughout the island, and according to Wells, the only plausible explanation was the occurrence of a freak storm on the Atlantic. No doubt, the start of the new year did not go according to plan, when infrastructure, property, and more tragically, lives were lost when storm surge waves battered the coast of Barbados on this day, January 2nd, 1963.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.